Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
All right, day after Christmas, a special edition of Hit the Books alongside the man, the myth, the legend himself, Joey Knish, producer extraordinaire Zach Phillips. I am merely Brad Powers. Before we get to all your questions and concerns about the upcoming bowl games, including today's slate of three bowl games, including my alma mater, Beachy, UNLV also in action, Texas State Rice. Before we get to all those games and much more, let me remind everybody that Hit the Books is brought to you by BetStamp. The easiest way to improve as a sports bettor is to use multiple sports books and always get the best odds. We recommend using an odds comparison tool like BetStamp. BetStamp compares odds across every sports book for games, futures, and player props. You can save time and money by checking BetStamp before you bet. Download the app today. If you're looking to sign up for a new sportsbook account, please check out the offers available at betstamp.app/hitthebooks, or you can hit the link in the description. If you sign up through this page, it does help support the show. Knish, did you have a good Christmas? I'm sure you did okay with the Lions. Nice clinch in the division there for the first time in 30 years. That had to be a nice little stocking stuffer, to say the least.
That was, you know what, at a real nice, obviously Lions got it done, then was at my family's that night, and then made a trip to the Powers Land, northern Indiana yesterday, and not Ohio. You could have cut through Ohio, but with the girlfriend's family, so it was good to see everybody on that side. So it was nice, pretty stress-free, and ready to get back into some college football. Watched a lot of NFL, obviously, and ready to get back to the college side of things.
So far, best bets for us, 2-0 this bowl season, and we got plenty available. Nothing today as of right now. We'll see if we'll have any best bets for today, but looks like we got good line value on these best bets. This is nothing surprises me when it comes to bowl games anymore, but obviously we had a bunch of outright upsets, big surprises in that regard, Northwestern over Utah. I went to that game. Utah's offensive play calling was horrific, to say the least.
Mr. Power Senior, he took a
big L. He was fired up, screaming and hollering in the stadium. You could tell for the first time he had some extra money on it. So he wasn't too happy. I was on Northwestern, so I just kept quiet. Northwestern clearly was the right side there. Coastal wins, Sun Belt finally. Of course, the Sun Belt, what is like Ofer, and then Georgia State comes along, down several starters on offense. They blow out Utah State. And then, obviously South Alabama crushes Eastern Michigan. Coastal wins, so the Sun Belt finally gets a few wins under their belt. Any other big takeaways? Other than the fact that I tweeted this out yesterday, if you blindly bet the underdog on the money line so far in every bowl game, you're 10-7. You're up 9.5 units. Unbelievable.
As we said, bowl season, high variance. Dog's been barking a little bit there. I see one of the Lexi. Lexi, yeah. Another. I don't even know why I cap these games. I just let the dog, whenever the dog barks, I should just click the button. It'd save me a lot of time and frustration. But yeah, that was one where another one early where it was like, Troy might be in a little trouble here. Watson didn't look right. They couldn't move the ball. So I don't think anything was, too out of the box surprising. I would say, Eastern Michigan getting absolutely bludgeoned to death there. I think we kind of, I don't know if I saw it that bad coming, but great. We had tweeted about it, what a season for Northwestern and Dave Braun and that program. That was not, and I know there was some game day steam against them, and to come out, and they, it was a deserved, there was no fluke, any of that. It was a deserved victory, and an incredible stroke of luck for them to fall into this guy, because Fitzgerald with the same players won four games in two seasons. So, yeah, I think it, obviously it's going to be tougher for them, but at least they got themselves a good football coach going forward.
Yeah, I think he'd get my National Coach of the Year, considering.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I mean, what was the adjusted win total after the Fitzgerald
came out? Three and a half?
Two and a half, three? And so, there's not going to be many seasons where a team exceeds their real season win total by 4.5, 5.5 games.
Yeah, and I mean, it was relatively legit, too. Very, very well-coached team. I was impressed watching them. That was a hard-hitting game. I mean, Utah defensively still hit, but their offensive play, oof. I mean, it was really bad.
There is a big move happening on the over of this early game. It started early this morning, and it's keep going right now. Is it up again? It's up through again. There's some 43s popping. It's blown through the 41 to, 42, 43 showing up.
I'm a part of it. I'm a part of it, but I'm ready to lose because I bet 36.5. So I'm ready to lose. So that's another. I looked at that. If you got in front, I use Circa because I use it all year. If you had a crystal ball and you got in front of every bowl game so far that moved three or more points, side or total, congrats, you are 4-9.
Oh, boy.
So you had that crystal ball. You're like, you know what? I'm going to get in front of a big line move here. Three or more points. I got a winner here. You're 4-9 so far the bowl season. Historically, that's 60%. I've been tracking it 4 years, 2,000 play sample size. So far, 4-9. So it's you got to know where I was on the betting on a lot of that. So it hasn't been too fun here. But again, we're 2-0 here. Let's get to. I will say this: if I sound, I am a little under the weather, to say the least. I even got my tea here. So if I lose my voice, I might need you to carry it later on. But let's get to the chat and the questions and the comments. Start off with fabulous one. Happy holidays, fellas. Let's go, Mr. Powers. Can you give us a belated Christmas present, BG? Outright or bare minimum a cover 3.5. Well, you can't get 3.5 anymore. It's down to 3. I don't like it at that number, to be honest with you. In fact, if I originally had saw the 3, I probably would have laid it with Minnesota. What were you at there?
You know, I was, this was one I was kind of not, I mean, I was, I took some early BG positions. But now I was kind of, laying here in the weeds before kickoff to see if, either, a cheap money line or a 2.5 would flash here. I kind of agree with you on in terms of it might be a little too far. Even though I don't like Minnesota, I wasn't a team I was backing all year. You now get a MAC team with a couple of guys that aren't playing. Their starting corner for BG is not going to play. And so it's just one of those that's probably now, if you haven't gotten involved in it, it's just I would wait a little bit more as I'm doing here and see if you get a one more touch of BG wave and then come back on Minnesota. So I think all the value's kind of been sucked out of it. And I agree, could only lean that way just based on the guys that are they're going in this one. So again,
Are you part of the over money?
I did not take part in, I agree. Anything in the 30s, I agree with. I did not think this would go past the.
I didn't either.
The 41 kind of say, key number of 41. The fact that it's still steaming through, pretty surprising to me. And I would definitely not be chasing that anymore at this point.
Yeah, I didn't see what group hit that this morning. It had to be some group because this was 39.5 just a few hours ago morning.
Yeah, a few waves of across the board steam. So, but again, that's another one that I think if you miss the boat there, pun intended, then maybe if you want to jump on, there's a scoreless, first two possessions, you can get on some over here. But I would not play it now. Not that I'm jumping off the couch to play back at it, but. I am surprised it's got past the 41.5.
Only 30 likes right now. So if you're watching live, make sure you're hitting that like and subscribe button. Not for us, for Zach. Make sure you're doing that for him. Hit that like button. Mark asks in the chat. Oh, this was the big news. Shocking news on Saturday. Jerry Kill retiring again. Diego Pavia going to Nevada. I haven't heard that. I haven't gotten into it because New Mexico State's done. Focused mainly for me on the remaining bowl teams, but I'm not a huge fan of the Tony Sanchez hire.
I was going to say, they hired your boy from Vegas, Tony Sanchez. I I tend to agree.
Yeah, that's a downgrade. Big downgrade. Now, I don't think he was as bad at UNLV. Yeah, he started to set the program up in motion as far as fundraising, getting stuff built and all that. So, and he was kind of unfortunate a few games. I think he could have made a bowl game a couple times and just had some injuries and some hard luck there. But no doubt about it, I don't think anybody, even a staunch Tony Sanchez supporter, could say that's not a massive downgrade from Jerry Kill. I haven't – what reasoning? I mean, health? I know he was fired up and made some – he had a really good post-game press conference fired up. But did you hear anything exactly why he's stepping down?
No, I saw his statement, and I know – I mean, he's been a guy who's been battling, you know, health issues going back a long time. And how old – is he officially? Because I know, I mean, he's had the seizure thing. He's had to leave a few positions. So he's 62. I'm
a man's game anymore, man. I can tell you that.
Yes, you said it. So I am a bit surprised just after the type of season they had. But I mean, it's, yeah, as you said, it is not a, especially with it. It seems like college. I've talked about this with some like guys at work, like, college coaching is harder than the NFL in a lot of it's year round. There is no break. There's a portal, obviously you're recruiting your own guys. Like it's just a job that not for the week. So, but yeah, I mean, great final season. If that was him, Tony Sanchez, you know, there were some good things he did, as you said, at UNLV. I don't love him as a, you know, an overall, but no. It's New Mexico State, right? I think, you had a good year. You kind of keep it an in-house. It's not like you were going to go out and spend, you know, $5-10 million on a coach. So you got to make do with what you got. So hopefully Kill laid the foundation there. Pavia, I don't know if there's too many. I mean, it was fun backing him and the whole, like, you know, the Las Cruces schick this year. If I was another team, would I be going out to grab him in the portal? Probably not.
Well, Nevada, I think, is okay.
I guess. If Nevada wants
them. Yeah, Power Five, I hear you on that. A Power Five team shouldn't be going after him. D-Lee, 23 in the chat. Has Texas State become playable after a huge move? I know Sun Belt's been bad, but cheap 3.5 feels like a bargain. Yeah, that was a quiet move over the last couple of days. Dropped a couple points. I lean with Rice, honestly. I trust Rice more than Texas State, but if Texas State plays their A game, they'll be the right side, but nothing wild here. The over and under has been up and down here. A lot of battle in the marketplace there. Have you bet anything yet? I took a position a long time ago on Rice.
The Circa flashing a flat 3 on Texas State now. Just literally as we speak here. So I think if you like Texas State, don't bet that 3.5 because some places the penny lean Circa are all going to 3. This is a game, and we've talked about it. I hate being, Joey, you know, on the fence post here. It was a game I didn't really – I wasn't dying to get involved in either way. I know some of the guys I work with, and I know you played a better Rice number. Some of the guys I like work with, you know, played a Rice number. Now, I could only kind of get back Texas State, but it's not one that I'm really looking to – this for me will be a live betting game. It's in its own window. We'll kind of, you know, see how the first few possessions go, see how it's looking. We'll jump in that way. Not something, you know, pregame. The over's taking a little bit of money here recently, some 61s, but this is a game that I would lean. We talked about it last week, leaned over when it was high 50s. But as far as the side, just going to wait and live bet this one.
Yeah, I mean, Texas State games are pretty wild. So as far as variance, so yeah, I would say you could. I mean, either if you want Rice or Texas State, that you're likely to get a better number in game on this one. So agree there, Harry in the chat. Really shouldn't bet a bowl game pre-game this late. Just watch the first two or three possessions closely to see motivated and accurate each team looks. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and that's kind of why you've hearing us. I took a number a long time ago.
Right. No, yeah, I think that's pretty sound by, you know, Harry there. If you're not, especially, you know, there's sometimes the game day steam comes in, but you don't want to be chasing post that. You know, if you're kind of sitting there, you know, before kickoff and deciding, and I tend to agree with you a lot of these, and that I think goes beyond just bowl season. But yeah, you're kind of, if you've missed out on the value, some of these games have been so high variance that better just live in play if you have that ability.
Andrew in the chat, similar related there, note there. Can you guys recommend any cues for in-game betting? Any changes in the process for in-game during bowl season? Well, I think you can rely on it more because, number one, especially with the low-level teams, it's kind of the first time you can really bet them. Every book will have it carried as far as the game because you're talking about an isolated window. You can focus in on one individual game in that regard. There's huge amounts of variance in these games. We've seen it how many times teams down 14, 28, whatever, and the rallying point there. You can also see despair. I mean, you could see right away that Utah wasn't the right side from the start there if you had a pre-flop position on Utah. I just think the major change is I can get off positions and then just the availability on smaller teams. I mean, how often can you bet in-game live bet at a bunch of books, Texas State, Rice? You just couldn't do that on a regular game day.
Yeah, and as you said, like, there, I mean, you know, in terms of, like, who's actually, sometimes, especially, like, the news on some of these guys of who's actually playing is pretty, especially if you've got a bunch of guys in the portal, is pretty dicey.
You have guys opting out at halftime. Yeah. They'll play the first half and opt out. Yeah. Second half, that Western Kentucky wide receiver did that.
Yeah, so, yeah, you've got some definitely in bowl season, as you're saying, with some of these smaller games, they're all over the place, and it's one of those where you can kind of be trading the info or how a team's looking in the game. So, yeah, I think there's definitely more opportunity live in bowl season than there is in the regular season. And as you said, the folk, I mean, you're not jumping around on, you know, 30 games and looking at the screen and all that. So you can kind of key in on some stuff. But, and I mean, if you're got Twitter up or something, there might be some stuff you're seeing on there, some news popping. So, yeah, I think there's a number of ways you can go about outside of just like, you know, in the regular season, a team, you know, gets down maybe a score, early turnover. You might get a little value there to, you know, play it live or something like that. There's a way more angles in bowl season in terms of live betting.
Tyler in the chat. Yeah, we just talked this one, Rice plus 3.5, getting some bugs. We're kind of indifferent. That's one we're not going to chase at this point, unless like a 2.5 or a 3 shows up on Texas State. And threes are showing up. So, if you want to bet Texas State, wait a little bit there. Austin Hanson in the chat. Have you guys heard any updates on any of the key Ohio State guys sitting playing? I'm hearing that a lot of the guys are going to play. Market says so too, with Ohio State now clearly favored now. One across the board now. Grant also, there's no way all the Ohio State guys play, right? Yeah, I don't think Marvin Harrison plays, but I think a majority of the other guys are going to play.
Yeah, there was a 247 insider guy. I saw a post from him who said Harrison and Hall, the defensive linemen, are both out, and then everybody else seems to be a go, which would be surprise. I mean, like, a couple the offensive guys surprised me, like the Henderson, Ibuka, you know, and that. So
I think Henderson wants – he's going to come back, right?
Yeah. So I think that, if you – you know, if you took an early – I brought some back on Ohio State when this news was, you know, kind of coming out. So I think this will probably – if all those guys – actually you know, play, then I think this more goes to probably around 3.
Yeah, I like the Buckeyes, so I just do. I know Missouri would be fired up, but I to get a price like that on Ohio State, this is a big game for your boy Ryan Day. He needs this one. You can't go into the offseason 2 straight losses. Bier in the chat sitting on BG plus 4.5. Thanks to you guys, I have that CLV. Yeah, we've had CLV all year. It hasn't worked out. What is your middle strategy for today? I mean, just to hope BG gets the ball first, scores, and then you play back Minnesota a little bit. But did I middle out? No. Unless the only way I'll middle out is if I see a 2.5 pre-flop.
Agreed.
I do not have Sport Trade, New Jersey, obviously, where I'm at right now. But that would be the only time I'd look pre-flop is if it goes down to 2.5, I'd lay it with Minnesota.
Yep.
Otherwise,
no, I like that. Or if you know what, you get around a pick live or something like that. Because I think it's even though the total seems to be steaming up, I mean, you're still talking about a game in the low 40s there with two pretty brutal offenses. So I think you've got, you know, some decent value there in a middle shot.
Grant mentions this, and there was steam on UNLV today. Lots of steam.
Are you part
of that?
No, I was. I talked to a couple people this morning that were. Pretty shot. I mean, Circus popped a 10.5. I was expecting
10. I'm a go on camp. I full disclosure, I've laid 11, but if we see a 10 in the next 20, 30 minutes doing the show, it's a best bet, Kansas.
Yep. No,
Is Jason Bean not going to play and they're going to be down to a third string?
I didn't hear anything.
I thought he was going to play.
Yeah, I thought he was going to play too. I haven't heard any rumor. Maybe,
your boy Franchise is betting, I think, over his props.
Yeah. UNLV tends to be in some, interesting games during the year at times, where the opposite, maybe some of the UNLV insiders, getting on the train there. But I haven't heard anything on this game in terms of opt outs, in terms of surprise, but the market obviously likes it. So, but I agree. Still at 10. I'm with you. If I see a 10, because I haven't taken part in this game yet. If I see a 10, I'm in.
I lean under. I agree with Franchise a little bit. 67.5 is a lot to ask. With the offenses off 3 weeks to hitting a bowl game. Kotal Nicky's gone for Kansas, their play caller. I would prefer under 67.5 right now at the current numbers, unless a 10 shows up. Austin, the chat, any thoughts on the Ole Miss Penn State total? Over for me. I just think don't have to worry about weather. Penn State's DC gone. You would hope Penn State with the young players at the skill position with extra practices play a little better. Where you at there? I think I sent that to you a long time ago.
Yeah, we did play. I don't know what we, it was some number that's a few points adrift now.
I want to say it's relatively close.
I thought we did 46.5.
47.5 we did.
Okay. But yeah, I think
I'm not wild about it. That was one I don't know.
Yeah. And
I made a bet, not the bet. It was a bet I made.
Yeah. I would say, I was expecting a little bit. Again, I was very interested early on Ole Miss and the over. Penn State looks like going to have more guys than I was anticipating. So yeah. I still lean Ole Miss as the side at 4. But I probably wouldn't. For me, the total is kind of a pass now where it's at.
Boy, the winner is going to go in with a lot of offseason momentum. I like both coordinator hires for Penn State. Obviously, all the skill positions back for them. Ole Miss is going all in the portal. I mean, it's a good I think the winner is maybe preseason top 5.
Took him 10 years, but Franklin finally gets a couple coordinator hires that he looks like he nails. I agree with you. Did Phil Knight's brother go to Ole Miss or something here? I mean, they're spending real deal money here in the portal, which I know that SEC, it just means more, but they're spending more than
I'll ask around and see if there's someone behind the scenes. I need to do that because they are spending as much money as anybody.
I'm kind of shocked that they're like, especially some of the, the bees. I mean, Walter Nolan, he wasn't coming for, 100,000.
I think maybe another zero.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So yeah, they're spending some more money than I thought they had resources than I thought they'd have.
That's a poor state. Isn't Mississippi the poorest state in the country?
I think so. I'm Arkansas.
Zach says that he thinks it's Portnoy and Ben Mintz. Mincy.
I don't know. So, I don't know. Brick watches pay for some of these kids.
Yeah. I think it's even above their pay grade, or at least Mincy's pay grade, to say the least. Carlos Bilbao in the chat, what's the latest on LSU? I still like LSU, to be honest with you. I think, obviously losing Denbrock hurts. I expected Jaden Daniels not to play. I actually think with the two young coordinators that they're going to go with, I think they might be more aggressive. Kelly might be pissed. I like him. I think they kill Wisconsin.
Yeah, I loved with the number we were able to get in at.
Seven. That was a good bet. We'll see what happens.
That's probably of our pending, probably the favorite bet that we have in the best bet portfolio.
Rutgers is pretty good, +3.5.
Rutgers is good. The only
nervous.
No. I'm not. I wouldn't say again, but the 3.5, obviously, like it. The only thing is, like, it feels like a game that it's going to be so ugly. Like one turnover, you could lose by a touchdown in that one. LSU, I just think and I've made this point on a few times of bowl season, like there was the year with Ed Orgeron when they like, you know, like 20 guys were either hurt or, you know, opting out of the team in that. And they were still like beating SEC teams down the stretch. There's just a different level of depth at these top SEC schools. And one of them being LSU, where, you know what, a couple guys, you know, a couple starters, a couple sit out. I don't think it matters against a bad Big Ten team. So it might matter when you're playing, you know, an Alabama or a Georgia or a Tennessee or something like that. But, you know, when you go up against a middle tier Power Five program, I think you're still going to have the majority of the best players on the field. To be honest with you, I gun to my head, it's still late 10.
Yeah, I would too. There's plenty of 9.5s out there.
Mm-hmm.
I still like LSU in that regard. Austin, speaking of Portnoy, how do you feel about the coldest gambler on earth, Portnoy, putting a mill on Michigan?
Well, you know, I would prefer, if he would have stayed away. But I mean, you know, for the brand there, I'm sure, you know, it's part of the shtick. So,
Tailgate tent's going right now. Come on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, here I'll look for, if you're watching in the chat and you like the pokes, you want to poke. I might poke around and bet some
what Oklahoma pokes? State. There's two pokes.
Gundy, Oklahoma State. If you them, you might. You know, I'm just saying. Maybe take a little piece of that. Because I think word on the street from some of the Texas A&M guys, it's even worse than they thought in terms of availability. So, and it was bad. Like it was bad to begin with.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's really bad.
And now I think it's worse than they can imagine. I just made that SEC point there, but we're talking about like an exodus of unseen proportions in for many teams. So I don't know how many guys are gonna be left on this Texas A&M roster, but yikes.
And we have Oak State. If you follow the show, we have them +3. Talent Service has Oak State. So the worst I ever saw was what LSU Kansas State game, that bowl game. Remember that one? I think LSU had like 38 players. Line moved like 10 points. Didn't matter. Kansas State killed them. Even though I thought LSU, in fact, played inspired considering what they were down to and still got destroyed. So let's hope we can win that one. Tomorrow's a pretty big day. We got quite a few tomorrow in the chamber, to say the least. Mark S in the chat, Auburn -7 against Maryland. You either bet it on the news or 7 seems fine to me. You and I like the over. We gave that out. Over.
We did like that over. And I still like that over. I'm not there on 7 though anymore.
I agree.
And I know Maryland's obviously the best defensive player, Tolia.
Talia.
Hey, one of
them. Like my dad pronouncing these names. So you should have seen him trying to pronounce these Polynesian Utah players. I was laughing so hard.
I can't lay 7. I think Billy Edwards has played a decent amount of football, and I think he's all right. And Maryland can still kind of move it, and so it's just one for me. Also, I know Auburn's really trying to do like this big. I saw what happened against them in New Mexico State when they didn't really put a lot of stock in the game plan. I know Auburn's really trying to revamp the roster. So, I don't know. It's just one that I wouldn't go there at 7 anymore.
Austin, also in the chat, Kansas State and NC State thoughts. I like NC State here. Both teams hit hard by the portal, but Kansas State's opt-outs are way more significant than NC State. Several starter as far as the disparity. And I think it's important. NC State wants to get 10 wins. They have only done it once. It was Phillip Rivers was their quarterback. They were pissed. They had an opportunity to do it a couple years ago against UCLA in a bowl game, and UCLA canceled the bowl game a couple hours before. So, Kansas State usually buttoned up. I'm a little surprised on the opt-outs. I think they have good culture, but I wouldn't want to be laying with a kid making his first start, Avery Johnson, even though I like the kid. I don't think he can throw yet. So NC State with that defense for me, outright.
I'm with you. The more that this game has gotten closer, the more I looked into it, I agree with you. I think that's one of the – the best plays left on the board, to be honest with you. In terms of numbers that are current, I wouldn't be surprised if NC State goes off as a favorite here, or at least the game gets down to pick. So, yeah, 2.5. Obviously, there, you know, some better numbers available of earlier, but I still think, yeah, that just the way this one has trended with the staffs and the opt-outs and who's playing and the motivation and that, I like NC State as well.
Best bet it?
Yeah, let's put it in there. I'm good with it.
Yeah, I am. I am too. That was a top service pick for me. NC State for me. I think they went outright. Kansas State, Will Howard gone. Trayshawn Ward, portal, although they still have the other kid, but still, that's a key guy. Starting cornerback, Will Lee. Edge player, that Matlock kid. Colin Klein, the OC's off to A&M. Wide receiver, Brooks. I like Sinnott. Their tight end is really good. He's out. And again, NC State had a lot of guys hit the portal. The only guy that I think was really worth a damn was the C.J. Clark, their starting nose tackle. Other than that, Peyton Wilson's going to play. I like Tony Gibson as a DC, and I think they're relatively motivated here. And, I like the way they played down the stretch. NC State outright. There you go.
Yep.
That's bet. Austin, again, in the chat. I'm looking at some of these. Sorry, your boy's setting that die. I'm getting all these alerts. Austin in the chat, last one. You guys still like Oklahoma? I was liking Oklahoma more than you. You were kind of a pass on it. Oklahoma did take some money. A lot of threes got taken away. I'm not wild about it because the offensive linemen, three starters on the offensive linemen, on the offensive line out, and we'll see what Jackson Arnold has. Tough fading Arizona this year. It's either you took three. There's still a few threes, but not many. Either take three or you pass. That would be my thought process. I think you're just pass all the way around, right?
Yeah. I was Arizona real early, but man, it's just, I know with some of the stuff that Oklahoma's had going on there, if it got down a little, I'd be almost a little bit more interested on Arizona went under three, but yeah, it's one that I probably mostly need to stay away from. Looks like the under's getting bet as we speak on that game randomly. So I think it's dipped down.
Really?
Yeah, there's some 60, pretty much flat 61 now. Still some 61.5, but this is one that was trading, 64, 63.5, 64. Yeah. And is now all the way back to flat 61. So,
No C for Oklahoma too. Obviously, he's off the.
Yeah, that's the. Oh God, this is.
This game's got me. I bet the under. I took it. I'm looking at my portfolio. I took the under 64.5. I like that. So all right, a few more. Kansas UNLV. We talked about this, Zach, in the chat. Kansas UNLV tonight. I lean under. Kansas showed popped the 10. I think that's the way to go there. Even though there's been some UNLV money. I think Kansas is motivated. They haven't won a bowl game in 15 years. And UNLV, when they had to step up in class at the end of the year, that wasn't a good look against San Jose State and Boise State. So I think you had kind of similar thoughts. Late 10 if it pops. Brendan in the chat, this is interesting. Brian Kelly to Michigan.
Let me tell you something. There's a better shot that Joey K is the next OC at Michigan than Brian Kelly going to coach Michigan. I don't know. Yeah, that is one of those, like, it's and it was from some garbage source or any of that. So, no. If Harbaugh leaves, Sherrone Moore is going to be the head coach, period. So, they're not –
Brian agree.
Is not going to Michigan. So, yeah, I don't know who was – I forget who it was.
Would you still root for Michigan if Brian Kelly was a coach?
I tell you, this is a true story. I know a guy that was pretty involved in Michigan State for a while. And when they were making the D'Antonio hire, or that it was that coaching search, Brian Kelly was a pretty hot name back then. They said, why didn't you go, for Brian Kelly? It said, we didn't want to hire the worst person in the history of football. So they went with D'Antonio instead of Brian Kelly. I don't know who made that. I forget who made it. And I feel better not saying his name because, yeah, that is not happening.
Yeah, I agree. I don't see that.
Whether Jim Harbaugh is back next year? I don't know. I saw the rap sheet 10 years, 120 million.
They Boy, wanted- if he turns that down, I mean, Michigan tried at least. I mean, I turned that contract down.
Like, I
what are you hearing? Bears, Chargers? What are you hearing?
You know, I don't, I think he's such a, like, he's funny. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't think like you're, he's a bit of a an interesting character. I don't kind of think that, you know, depending on how much, I think he wants to hear these offers. I think he likes being courted in that. So they want to put a NFL clause in there. I think something he just, you know, he likes people wanting to be wanted type of thing. So I think he likes that the NFL still wants him back, you know, in that type of thing. So I don't know. We'll have to see if somebody makes a real run at him.
He'd be okay with the Chargers. That would be okay. Speaking of Michigan football, Arthur in the chat, not bowl related, but thoughts on Michigan's recruiting class for next year. I would say when you're off three straight Big Ten championships, you know, a little bit disappointing as far as the ranking. But, I mean, they develop as good as anybody in college football right now. They are very smart in the portal getting guys. So, I mean, I would say it's a little disappointing. It's what, number 16, 17 class? You were hoping, especially the way they started, they were in the top five.
Yeah.
You thought it'd be a little bit better, but I don't know. I trust that process for Michigan, what they put out in the field the last 3 years.
Yeah, you know, I just think they, where they're putting their resources there in terms of, you know, there is basically retainment. If you've seen, Michigan's only had like, I think two guys hit the portal, and neither of them were contributors. So, you know, in basically getting guys out of the portal, developing, and then keeping their guys. And that's where the NIL and the money's going. They're not really doing the big pay for play up front thing. And if you're not going to do that, you're not going to get a bunch of five stars and all that. So I think it's just the strategy they've taken has been more develop and pay our guys to retain rather than, you know, we're going to throw bags at high school kids. And I think that for their program, I think that is the best strategy. I think, you know, if you're Georgia or, you know, Ole Miss or something, you can, you know, throw them. But I think for what Michigan wants to do, it's probably the best way to go about it. Cause I don't think you're going to be able to compete with the bag men at Miami and stuff like that.
Very, very well said, especially the retainment. That's how you build a solid culture, actually retaining your players. Well done. That's impressive. Grant, in the chat, West Virginia under a touchdown. Yeah, that's where I'm at on that game, to say the least. I like West Virginia.
I think so too. I hate that they're all, you know,
center.
But looks like the rest of the guys are in, and North Carolina just is a complete, like, the guys, I think they're starting like all freshman linebackers. All this UNLV total is actually getting bet up again. Like some 68.5 now. The totals are flying today. I tell you what, if I 69 and they're gonna have me on this one. So I think West Virginia, is there any mostly 6.5? I'd still lean that way under a touchdown.
Yeah.
I don't think North Carolina is any good. And I really think the positions that they're missing are pretty going to be pretty key.
Yeah. 10 plus starters out for North Carolina. They weren't good with them down the stretch. So, but I mean, the only thing I would be concerned, Mac Brown, I mean, sometimes, I mean, I'll have a performance like, what the hell was that?
Yep.
I mean, so, but I think West Virginia is pretty locked in. Neil Brown, another great coaching job for him. Blue Horseshoe must love over BG. Minnesota now 43 and moving. He doesn't move lines that much, to be honest with you.
I haven't seen a good old Blue Horseshoe, you know, minus 1,000 that he's laid here.
Last I saw him, I didn't check the weekend too much. I was off Twitter for obvious reasons. He was Friday night. He was pretty adamant about Central Florida. That didn't work out too well. And then was rubbing it in when they're up 14-0.
The early Fez, a little too early on the celebration there. I haven't seen it. Is he still in the top five in the millions?
You know what? I don't know. Good question.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen it, then that's probably.
If he's not tweeting about it, it's then it's not. If he was
going to say that. Yeah. If you didn't see it, tweeted 10 times, probably didn't have a good week. because otherwise it would have been tweeted 20 fucking times. Be interesting. I know the other big contest, Survivor contest, down to four, and they all had the Eagles yesterday, so that'll be interesting. I was glad to see that idiot get.
Oh yeah, the golden boy finally the best better on earth dropped out. Wow, 69.5 on Kansas.
That's crazy.
As we see that
with no OC, I mean, that's a lot to ask.
All right, they got me. They got me on. I just played some under 69.5, so. That was when I'm not loud. Wasn't really looking to play back at the total steam on the first two games at 69.5. Maybe I'm a sucker, but I just bet it. So there you go. If you're watching live and you wanted to tail some Joey K, I just played some under 69.5 there.
Mark S in the chat, Georgia up 16.5, total 44.5. Wow. Well, it's just Florida State continues to lose guys. Now they're going to be playing the freshman. Rodemakers hit the portal. So that's why that hit 2 points. Nobody's left.
Right. Yeah. I did not like what I saw from his name's escaping me.
Brock Glenn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, him against Georgia's defense, with Georgia kind of seeming like they're one, playing a lot of their guys, and two, another team who's got we just talked about it with LSU, where it's like, oh, you know, X guy dropped off. Here's another 4.5 star that, you know, it's been waiting in the wings for 2 years. So I don't know, man. I don't really have a buy price on Florida State in this game. I just think I don't know how
they have success offensively. Under for me. Do they get to 10 points?
I don't know either. Yeah. What's their team total at the moment? I don't know. It's been a tough month all around for Florida State. Now they're trying to, you know, so yeah, you was kind of one of those, you could see it going one of two ways, where it's either like, okay, we're going to try and beat Georgia and claim a national title. Well, no, they just said we're out. So
Oklahoma State now favored. Good job to the old
there
tailgate.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, information. Yeah. Funny how you knew that. That's good stuff. But
just
if you're following the show, you didn't have to worry and scramble. You should have been watching the show already. You would have already had three in pocket. So it does pay to watch a show. Well, at least it pays to get in front of the numbers.
CLB, yeah, pays you a lot.
You're paying the sportsbooks like we were this year. Zach in the chat, thoughts on Virginia Tech Tulane now that it's past 10. I'm part of the Virginia Tech money here.
This is the BP game of the year, baby.
It wouldn't be at 10.5. I'll just put it that way. I'm kind of. Yeah. I put my hands up at the current number, but I mean, you blew through two key numbers of 7 and 10. You can't. Don't chase. And I just got done telling you the big line movers have sucked this year, so you know what that means. Tulane wins the game by 10 outright. I just, obviously Michael Pratt's out, several other starters out. I didn't like Tulane to begin with. Virginia Tech to me looks motivated, ascending. That was the reason. But again, it wouldn't have been a bet at 10.5. There was a reason why it was given out at 6.
Yeah. Gun in my head, honestly, though, I'd still lean
there. He is.
The Virginia Tech way.
I haven't posted, well, sometime if I'm feeling better. Fez had texted me. Tailgate wasn't going to be allowed. But, you know, he puts a different he portrays himself differently on Twitter and social media than he does behind the scenes, because I have text to prove it that tailgate wasn't going to be allowed at that dinner. so I don't know. This guy's something else.
the TMZ scoop here that we'll have to see who's actually at the dinner.
Yeah. We'll see if I even show up. I don't know if I can handle with Fez for more than 15 minutes. We'll see. Is there anything else? Did I miss anything here? Looking in the chat. No. Under 69.5 UNLV Kansas. I agree with that. Do we want to best bet that or no?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Hey, if we got a 69.5, let's go for it here. We have Z Phil pull up the screen. If we got one of those, even at 69, you know what? It can only steam it so far, baby. There's a 69 at DK. That's bets.
DK might be Caesars money. Has it. Let's go under 69. I agree with that. All right, best bet. Love it. on that one. So we got you a few today, to say the least. So that's good. Hopefully we're off to a 2-0 start. So hopefully we can get it. Can we get the 500 if we sweep the board? I think that's what we need to do.
That's what. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, getting back in bed, baby.
One more, Kyle. Already in the chat, Oregon State's still good at 6.5, went outright. There's so many guys out for both teams. I either bet it early or you didn't. That one's tough. Did you bet it? I'm sure you bet Oregon State early. Did you, would you bet it now? I would now.
I have not played. I do, bet some Oregon State early. I haven't played back any ND. I just think stylistically, low score and ugly game. I kind of still lean at 6.5. I wouldn't be interested in ND until it got significantly lower. So, I mean, significantly as in like, 4 or something, but.
Yeah, I hear it. I just worry Oregon State with the interim and a skeleton crew. I mean, they have as many starters as Notre Dame out. So that concerns me. I hear you. Low total, lean dog there. That should, one more here, and then we'll sign off. A Wandering Jew, nice. Clemson -4 seems really light, but are all the opt-outs accounted for? I agreed with the original Kentucky money. I would now. I think you like Clemson -4, don't you?
Yeah, I was actually, and you know what? I hadn't looked at this, Mr. Jew, as I was kind of, I got a little penny lean there at the 4, and there's some other 4s now. That was one.
I was going to say that's a good segue to our next show. I think it continues to come down. That might be a best bet on the Friday show.
Okay,
we lead right into that game unless you want to go now.
No. Let's let it marinate a little bit. We'll see what we can get. I tell you what, I'd if I see a 3, I don't think we will. If I see a 3, I'm in. So
yeah.
If we're not on the air, dude, and you see a 3, I'll be betting that.
Yeah, we'll see where that one goes. That will be the leading on our Friday show. We are doing a Friday show, but also at a special time through the bowl games. We will be doing the same time as we did today, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific for the next show there as we're leading into that Gator Bowl game and a bunch of other games. We got Missouri, Ohio State that day, Notre Dame, good bowl action there. Do you have any closing thoughts? Otherwise, that'll do it.
No, I think let's have a day here and look forward to catching up Friday and keep it rolling.
Make sure you're following us on BetStamp if you need a recap on all the best bets that we've given out so far. We've got about 10 or 12 already in the chamber. Hopefully we can finish strong for the man, the myth, the legend himself. Oh, there we go. Zach Brennan up there. New ones for us were Auburn, Maryland. That was on Friday. The other ones have gotten blasted. Even USC took some money finally on that one. That was good to see that one. NC State today on that one. Did we go money line or we want a point spread? I know I said that. I think they went outright. Did you want money line or +2.5?
To be honest with you, I would have went to 2.5. So, but you know what? If Zach wants to add it in there, I don't know if he can add it, but you know what? Add some 2.5 too if you don't.
Yeah. Double check that. I did say they'd win outright. So I I'm fine with that. But yeah, add some 2.5 to that one. That will do it for the man, the myth, the legend himself, Joey Kanish, producer extraordinaire Zach Phillips. Thank you guys for all the comments and questions. We'll be back on Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, special time. Take care. You just watched Hit the Books, part of the Hammer Betting Network.